Our story begins in Raven and Mac's apartment. Raven has just told Blake that the DA is not pressing charges against Matt.
Wow. I'm not sure I'm supposed to feel about this. Part of me is relieved, but another part of me is so angry that I think maybe it would have been for the best.
Joe said the DA thinks that if they try to send Matt away, the papers will jump all over the case and he'll get sympathy from the networks because he was a victim in the subway bombing.
Oh, so it's all right to break the law if you'll create a PR nightmare for the DA's office?
Apparently.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I'm so sorry about all this, Raven.
Why are you sorry, Blake? You didn't do anything. If it wasn't for you, we never would have gotten Marty back from that crazy woman in the first place.
And if it wasn't for me, Matt might not have stayed in New York.
I don't blame you one bit for any of this, so don't you dare feel guilty. You have been a true blue friend to me. I know when Matt gets better, he's going to see that.
I hope you're right. I'm starting to think that I saw Matt more for what he used to be than what he is today. Obviously, he's a much different person than I remember.
Sure, he's had a hard life, and getting burned is just another example of that. But as far as I'm concerned, he is in no way a part of Mac's family anymore.
I understand, and I don't blame you. I went to see him at the police station, and I told him it was over between us.
Are you sure you can drop it just like that?
I've wasted enough time on Matt Malone, Raven. It's time I move on with my life.
At Dean Industries, Serena is working at her desk when Terry walks in with Marshall Wells.
Hi, Terry. You.
Hi, Serena. Do the two of you know each other?
Oh, we met casually the other day. What a coincidence.
What's going on, Terry?
Serena, as you apparently know, this is Marshall Wells of the Wells & Goldstein Law Firm. We've hired them to help us write the contracts and our buyout of Telford Analytics.
I see.
We actually haven't formally met. Nice to meet you, Serena. Terry tells me we'll be working closely together.
Look, I'm going to leave the two of you alone to get acquainted. Marshall, stop back by my office when you're done here, if you don't mind.
No problem. What a coincidence. Running into you again so soon.
Let's just get one thing straight, Mr. Wells. I intend on keeping our business dealings strictly professional.
Serena, it seems you misinterpreted my intentions at the bar the other day. I want nothing from you but a wonderful working partnership.
Excellent. Then we'll have nothing to worry about.
At Channel 6, Kyle walks up to Gretchen's cubicle and hands her a file.
Here you go.
What's this?
A story you need to pick up?
Another hand-me-down story not worthy of Kyle Carpenter? When are they going to give me a break around here?
We've already been through this, Gretchen. You have to earn your stripes, and from what I've seen, you haven't done anything very impressive yet.
You know, you are particularly snarky and hateful today, even for you. Is there anything special wrong, or you just have a bug up your...
It's nothing I want to talk about, okay?
Ah, must be your lady friend. Did things hit the skids?
That'd be impossible, because things would have to be going somewhere to hit the skids.
Ouch. Did she reject you, Kyle?
No, of course not. I rejected her. It was never going to work out anyway, and then besides, I don't have time for love and romance. Not if I want Rick's anchor chair.
Mm-hmm. at Alexandra's apartment. Clint has just arrived and is talking with Alexandra and Adriana.
So what can I do for you, Clint?
Miss Jones, would you mind if we spoke alone?
Well, that's my cue to leave.
Sorry.
No problem, kid. Okay. Now you've got my curiosity aroused. What's up?
It's about Lucas.
Look, if you're feeling guilty about punching him the day before he died, you might as well just let it go. I was ticked at you then, but I'm not going to hold a grudge.
Yes, of course I feel bad about that still, but that's not it. I was talking to Dara earlier, and she swears she saw Lucas in Central Park.
Dara saw Lucas? What are you talking about?
She saw Lucas the other night at Central Park. She's convinced it was him, and Chuck doesn't want her to say anything to anyone, so I'm here to tell you myself so she won't have to.
And just what exactly are you trying to say? Lucas's ghost is haunting your girlfriend?
It wasn't his ghost, Miss Jones. It was Lucas, live and in person.
Oh, get the hell out of here. What are you pulling, kid? That boy meant the world to me. If this is some kind of sick joke, I...
It's no joke, Miss Jones. Talk to Dara and let her tell you yourself. She swears Lucas is alive, and her word is good enough for me.
Well, I'm sorry. It's not good enough for me. But don't you worry. I'm going next door, and I'm going to talk to Dara right now.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.